We choose the best in friendships. June 6. We do not consent to enticement of sinners. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Proverbs 1:10-16. It is not safe for the professed follower of Christ to associate with the careless and reckless, for it is an easy matter to come to view things as they do and to lose all sense of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Guard yourself on this one point in particular. Do not be influenced and led astray by those you have reason to know by their words and works are not in connection with God. Hear the voice of God. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Those who are controlled by the Spirit of God are to keep their perceptive faculties awake, for the time has come when their integrity and loyalty to God and to one another will be tested. Do not commit the least injustice in order to gain an advantage for yourselves. Do unto others in small matters as well as in great, as you would that others should do unto you. God says, ye are my witnesses. You are to act in my place. Could the curtain be rolled back, you would see the heavenly universe looking with intense interest upon the one who is tempted. If you do not yield to the enemy, there is joy in heaven. When the first suggestion of wrong is heard, dart a prayer to heaven, and then firmly resist the temptation to tamper with the principles condemned in God's Word. The first time the temptation comes, meet it in such a decided manner that it will never be repeated. Turn from the one who has ventured to present wrong practices to you. Resolutely turn from the tempter, saying, I must separate from your influence, for I know you are not walking in the footsteps of our Savior. Even though you may not feel able to speak a word to those who are working on wrong principles, leave them. Your withdrawal and silence may do more than words. Have courage to do right.